Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans, and welcome to another great show of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Talk Show. Hope everybody's doing fine out there. Hope everybody's trying to stay warm. Looks like it's been cold a little bit everywhere. But we're experiencing some unusual weather for this time of year, but it is what it is. Hopefully it get better in a few days. Hope everybody be careful, stay warm. If you're going to a track, keep in mind about some of the safety aspects of racing these cars in this cold weather. Be careful. Well, we're going to get Ernie on here. We're trying to get Ernie on here and see what he got to say for the tech tip. Ernie always come up with some good stuff. I have the pleasure to listen to Ernie on Monday nights, and he was saying some real good stuff about cold tracks. So I'm not sure if he's going to talk about it on here tonight, but if we get him on, I wish he would share his experience and knowledge about cold tracks. While I'm saying that, I spoke to a couple other races and some of their concerns about some tracks and times when you run, and I actually pretty good on the start line, but not so good once you get out there a little ways. So I don't think we got Ernie this time. I'll be still trying to get him. I would like if we get him to elaborate on that the other night. I kind of like to give some information out there that can be helpful to some races. But we're going to keep trying to get him. Might take a minute or so, but I would like to give him the opportunity. Got a full show here. We're going to talk about some things. Hopefully we hit some good points, you know, and we might hit some not so good points, but that's what the show is about information, man, about bringing some understanding, about trying to just see how we can better this thing overall in the grudge game, since we're in a brand new 2014 race year. Won't be long now, but we have the first grudge race coming up on January 25th, Roy James MLK race, so I don't know if Roy is on here. Might want to talk about his race he got coming up this month. If he can push the one button, we'll give him a chance. And as everybody knows, talked about this last year, and I'm just going to say it again because I'm going to say it every week up until the event. There was a big thing going on when we went to Rockingham last year for the World Grudge National. And a lot of work going to trying to make these events successful. And I made a hard, big push to bring this thing to the state of Texas. And like everybody knows and aware of, World Grudge National will be coming July 4th and 5th weekend, San Antonio Raceway. And I'll be announcing that every week just to put it on people's mind. We have a lot of East Coast people getting prepared to make that haul. Well, with that said, Sharon, don't look like you got Ernie. Can you hear me?
No. Yes, I hear you. No, I could not get Ernie.
Okay, wasn't able to get Ernie, so maybe Ernie will come on a little later, if he do come on, I'm going to try to lead him to talk about what he talked about cold tracks. With that being said, is Roy James, you out there, push the one buttons. Roy James, push the one button. Let's get Roy James on that, since Roy got a bit coming up here in the next 18 days or so.
First, Roy's mic is open.
What's going on? Go ahead.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What up, Roy? How you doing?
Oh, man, trying to stay warm.
I hear you, man. It's cold everywhere, man.
It's cold everywhere. I just hope it ain't too cold for on the 25th. That's when my race is. January 25th. It usually be up around about the 12th or the 14th of the month, but they gave me the 25th, so I'm inviting everybody to come out and have a good time. There's a lot of people probably coming, you know, just want to when they call, you know, see what they're going to do for the following year. I'm inviting everybody that have a race car to come on out. We have a good time. I don't have no races locked in. I talked to a few guys, and they said, you know, they hadn't raced their car none, you know, this year, and they don't know what it's going to do. But if they have, if somebody wants to lock in when they get to the track, you know, that's the way we're going to do it.
Okay. All right, Roy, you got any kind of special?
I'm going to give on the 780 and 5-0. I'm going to have events 780 and 5-0.
780? And 5-0, you mean 580 and 5-0?
I mean 580, and yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
And I hope everybody come out and hope the weather be fine, and so we come out and have a great time, start the new year off right.
Okay. All right, Roy. Okay. You got anything else?
That's about it, Tracy, you know, just letting everybody know. But the race, HMP hadn't posted on their board, but it's going to be the 25th, and I'm gonna have another flyer on Joe's website probably by Friday.
Okay.
Let everybody know what's going on.
Okay, right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we're gonna talk about some things. I don't think we got it wrong yet, but you know, tonight we're gonna talk about some things. We'll probably do some free fall stuff. There's some people that got something they want to talk about, put it out there. But you know, just kind of been coming. You know, I've been kind of hearing other talk shows and hearing other races and other people speak about, you know, how we can try to make this grudge game better, how we can give back to the people, or what did it take? So, you know, the nice topic, man, I just kind of want to put out there. The nice topic was something that, you know, you got to think about it. We got a long 2014 season, and I'm looking at the schedules, man, there's a lot of races going on. I mean, around the country, there's a lot of races going on. There's going to be a lot of races here in Texas. And, man, it's like anything else, you know. You hear time and time again, you know, people come and people want to make, you know, make complaints about this and make complaints about that, so why we ain't doing this or why we ain't doing that. It's like this. Events they can put on, but I don't want to throw out here. Who's got a mic open? So you got some.
I got two mics open, Tracy. Yours and Roy James's.
Roy James, that must be a phone ringing in your background. You know. Yeah, kind of put out there for the nice topic, man, and we need some participation. We got some fans on here. We need some fans participation also. You know, and the question tonight, man, on the topic, we're going to jump off into, you know, what makes a good grudge event successful? What all does it take to make a good grudge event successful? You know, we have a lot of grudge events going on now around the country, also around the state of Texas, you know. What makes it successful? And another thing, in today's time, man, are the shootouts, the match races, a so-called index races, are they a good thing for the game or are they a bad thing for the game? You know, I mean, I want to know what the fans think. I want to know what the races think, man. We get to these tracks, man, and, you know, we expect fans to come out. We expect races to come. You know, sometimes, you know, different promoters do different things. And just kind of want to put it out there. Are the shootouts, are the match races, are the in-neck races at good events, are they good for the game or are they bad for the game in today's time? You know, we can't always go on what happened in the past, but today's time, I like to know what people think. I just kind of like to know what the fans think, what some of the racers think, man. You know, give your opinion about it. We got a brand new year for the jump off, and there's a lot of races going to be going around here in the state of Texas. There's a lot of races going to be going around in the state of Texas. Also, there's a lot of races going to be going around the country. Man, I tell you what, I looked at that grudge schedule, and man, I tell you, when I say there's a ton of races, there's going to be plenty of races. You just got to pick and choose the times you want to go and the race you want to go to. But, man, you know, Texas got a lot of races going to be going down, and so do across the country, man. You know, people that's going to be traveling got a lot of races to pick from. And, you know, with that being said, are these shootouts or so-called match races and index races at grudge events, are they good or bad? We want people to push the one button, give us your opinion, you know, tell us what you think, or if you got a lock-in or something you want to do, man, bring it up. We want to get participation. This show, man, is not a whole lot been jumping off racetracks the last 2 or 3 weeks. So we're coming through these holidays and people just trying to get their car back together. Some cars are down. Some people are kind of getting out, trying to get early, jump on, doing a little testing. So it's not a whole lot of grudging going on now, but they give us time to talk about what can we do this upcoming season to try to make these events better overall. And we like to hear from you, the racers and the fans. I particularly like to hear from some of the fans. There's a lot of fans that come on and people that call me and text me about the show. And a lot of times I say, man, hit the one button. You're important to the game. You come to these events. You follow these events. You pay your money. You know, hey, we like to hear your voice. Fans are part of this game, not just a racer. If you got a race car, not just a promoter, if you put on an event, all of us are part of this grudge game. And these shows are for information, man. We talk about things, you know, not always talk about the controversial stuff, but to talk about stuff, how we can try to work to make grudge racing better overall around here in Texas, and even so when we travel outside of Texas. As you know, I'm going to mention it now, there's a national banquet for grudge races across the country going to be coming up, which is February the 8th in Atlanta. February the 8th in Atlanta. And I don't have the information in hand right in front of me, but I will have it by next show for the ones who think they can make it. There's a national grudge banquet being put on by racers, promoters from around the country, and it'll be going on in Atlanta on February the 8th. So I just wanted to make mention of that. But, hey, push the one button, fellas. Somebody step out and take the lead on this and let us know what you think about this, what makes a grudge event successful in your opinion, and are shootouts or match races or some form of index racing at these grudge events. Are they good for the game or not? Push the one button. Let's see what you got to say. Don't be shy. We got a full show. A lot of people want to stand and listen. But, you know, hey, don't make me go down in the bush and start calling on people just to get some input. But I kind of want people, especially you fans, you come week in and week out and you travel, move around. We want to hear what you got to say. Don't let me pull you out the bushes. I like to get some participation, so I'm going to give people the opportunity to push the one button and say what you got to say. I got a question waiting, here for Roy Tracy. James. Hold on, I got a question. Is Roy James still on it or Roy James phone? Roy
no,
dropped?
Roy James dropped, yes.
He dropped. Roy dropped off. I got a question here for Roy. I guess I'll forward the text to Roy. The listener must be listening, so I'm going to let Roy come on. I'll forward the text to you, Roy. Call me, and I'll let you know what the question is. I won't put it out here, so, which I did see someone in there, but somebody to me. So, listener, I'm going to forward this text to Roy, and if Roy wants the phone, and Roy can call you and talk to you about that. Okay, Sharon, go ahead.
You have one hand up.
Okay, go ahead.
Smooth, your mic is open.
What's up, Smooth?
Okay, what's Smooth
going
may
on
not know. There he goes.
What's going on, buddy?
What's on your mind, man?
All right, nothing, man. I'm just sitting back listening at the show and, you know, trying to see how everybody going to start this year out right, you know, with this old racing thing.
Yeah. But what's your opinion and what you think about, you know, what you think about what makes a grudge event successful, man, or shootouts, when a promoter put up money and guys can go in some kind of shootout, or a guy put up some money and some kind of match race go down, or a guy get in some kind of end their class. Are those good for the game? Are they bad for the game? Or what? You know, people come to the racetrack, you know, and people come to grudge and do their thing. Sometimes it takes a while to get some of that stuff jumped off. But so, you know, guys use different strategies to try to entertain the crowd in some form or fashion. In your opinion, do you think they're good or bad for the game?
I mean, you know, to my opinion, it could be good for the game, you know, but me, myself, I'm just a personal, you know, I'm a grudge racer, so, you know, I just look for my victim and pick them out, you know what I'm saying, and see whether – if they want to do something or if they don't want to do something, we just go for that. But I don't think it's bad for the game.
You think you got to kind of give people something, both something jump off for everybody. You know what? One thing, I'm going to say this, you said that. I probably had four or five texts this week, and I ain't saw it, and I asked a couple of it on the Internet. People were saying, this type of year coming up, we're going to speak on what's to come. You know, we know this time of year, you know, tracks tend to cool off. And for whatever reason, you know, a lot of time, you know, we try to start these events a little late on people that got races. They try to put them off a little later. And if it's time of year for the next two or three, at least the next couple of months, you know, the track conditions won't always be the best. Once the sun go down and people are hollering, why can't we start some of these events a little earlier to try to prevent some of that? Some about Texas Van, we done started a trend to where everybody want to almost just be the last race. Everybody want to wait till a certain time of night to race. But that was a good question. I mean, it's a good question. It's hard to answer because you got different opinions. But, you know, early in the year, man, I tell you what, I had the opportunity of being off in Florida, you know, last month. And I tell you what, man, the track opened up at 10 or 11 o'clock. And, man, 12, 1 o'clock, God was already racing. 12, 1 o'clock in the day, they was already racing. So, you know, it's not that it can't be done. It's just something, you know, sometimes you got to just make things happen. So sometimes, with the weather being the way it is and cooling off at night, it might be to a guy's advantage to race somebody at 3 or 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the afternoon while the track is actually going to be better than what it normally be when you wait to, you know, 9 or 10 o'clock when it actually got cool. So it's just something to think about, man. People ask the question, why this and why that? I don't have the answers for it, but overall it's something that we all can take in consideration and think about. So I just wanted to put that out there because it came up to me in a text. Two or three people texted to me. Also, it came up on the Internet. And I just kind of want to put it out there for some people to think about sometimes. So don't always wait till the last minute. Sometimes your best shot might be there in the middle of the day. It's all about a winning or losing. So, you know, you think about that. Okay, Shmoo, you got anything else?
No, that's about it. I'm going to sit back and listen to everybody else, see what they got to say.
Okay, well, we're going to go to the line and share it up to the next caller and see what's on your mind.
Jay Schaefer, your mic is open.
What's going on, everybody? How you doing, Tracy?
Hey, what's up, Jay? How you doing, man? Hey, man, great video you put together. I want to tell you, man, great video, man. You know, it's a good thing, man, you know, to put out for the people, man. A lot of good stuff. People can go back and reflect back on the whole year of various tracks around here in Texas. So you want to let you know I appreciate it, man. I'd like to give me a copy. So that was a good thing.
I appreciate it. But on the topic of everything, I think the index race, like the 5.0 class and the 5.80 class, you got to have something going down the track, you know, just to keep the spectators interested in what's going on at the track at that particular time. Because, you know, some grudge races take so long to get off. You know, they're trying to get the money right. They're trying to get, you know, they're trying to skip it right and all that kind of stuff. And that goes on for more than, you know, an hour, 2 hours, whatever. And then, you know, you ain't got nothing going down the track. You lose your audience. You lose your spectators. So, you know, I think the index racer does, you know, put the excitement back in the game because you're seeing something go down the track. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's a good thing to have, doing any grudge event or whatever. That you got to have something going down the track. You know, you've got to have something going down the track at all times. I don't care if it's a bunch, you know, tips and tune or whatever. Yeah, that's cool, but a lot of people like to see, from what they tell me, two cars going down the track at the same time. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people get up there and want to tips and tune, and somebody pull up beside them, they'll sit there and, like, tell them to go ahead or whatever. But, you know, spectators like to see two cars go down the track. So, you know, that's my input. On the subject, but then it just depends on who the person is and you know what they like to see. You know, sometimes grudge races just take sometimes just too long to get off. You know what I'm saying? So you know you got to get something going on going down the track.
I agree with you 100%, Jay Schaefer, man, and that's the reason being, man. People come to the track and you be surprised, man. A lot of times you hear people, ain't nothing going on. Why so quiet? They ain't doing nothing. They just over here arguing. Man, when they going to race? And these people who done paid their money to come in the track. Like you say, man, a lot of times it don't matter. The folks just want to see people, two cars going side by side. So when you have some kind of match race going, some kind of shootout going, or some kind of index going, you can start these things earlier. And when normal guys are going to grow up, they're going to race. And that'll give the people something to see and give them to help them get their money's worth, man, when you try to put on a successful event. In today's time, everybody, and I'm going to put this out here because I know I fall in this boat myself. Everybody don't have the money always to go bet $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 on a grudge race. And if a guy got some kind of shootout race, and he can bet him $500, $1,000 on the side, it might be a little bit tough, but they got to get out and do that. Take a chance so the money that the promoter or the track them put up and just bet a little bit on the side. At the same time, you're going to have the same kind of fun. You're going to have the same kind of action because you're shooting at that money. And plus, you're not going off of your own self pocket and feet. So, you know, I think it's a good thing, man. I think it's a good thing. I just think it's a thing to come more and more because, man, I tell you what, these cars are getting more and more expensive, and people can't always bet a whole lot of money. You know, you probably can get a lot of $500 to $1,000 or $2,000 races versus you can, you know, $3,000 to $5,000 races. So when people put these shootouts on, they put these match races on, hey, it's costing them money to do it, but they're doing it, man, because they're trying to give the fans something to see instead of waiting on these gung-ho grudge races that you love to have at your show, and you know they're going to bring some action, but you just can't always guarantee when they're going to make it down the track or not. These guys coming out here testing these cars, this guy making 3 or 4 passes in testing tune. Hey, these guys can probably get in the shootout and let them pass and take a chance on winning them some money. So it's just something, man, we're putting out here early 2014, something to think about, man, because it's all about fans and all about what we're trying to do with our investment and try to make a few dollars. So,
Sharon, let's go to the next call. On that note, Tracy, I got a DVD, a 2013 compilation DVD of all the 2013 racing from HMP, Red Line, Denton Drag, North Star Dragway, Dallas Raceway, Yellow Belly, and a little street action on all on one DVD. And 75% of that DVD, probably close to 90% of that DVD, is all side-by-side passes. Not too many test passes on there. It's just all side-by-side passes. So, you know, if y'all want to order the DVD, I got over 50 ready right now. I'm steady burning them every day. If y'all want to give me a call, my number is 469-254-5671. And, again, it's 469-254-5671. This is Jay Schaefer. I got a 2013 DVD ready to go, ready to be shipped. Or whatever, I put it on Facebook. I put a little preview on Byron's board and everything. And I just want to let everybody know that it's ready to go. So I don't think you'd be disappointed. It's all live action.
Yeah, that was a good little preview, man. Some good shots, and like you say, everybody going down the track side, somebody. So you know that's what people want to see. So it's a good DVD from the promo.
Okay, man, we're going to see some of these other folks, see what they got to say, push the water button. We come in, racers and fans getting your input. So, Sharon, let's go to the line and see what the next caller got to say.
Debo, your mic is open.
Let's not get off on Ernie, too, Sharon.
What?
If you get a chance to get Ernie, I want to ask him about something about the tracks conditions we talked about the other night.
Okay.
If you can get it.
I'll try Ernie again. Debo, your mic is open.
Happy New Year's to everybody. Tracy, you made a valid point about the Grudge Gang, man, and the events and everything, and I just want to speak on the fans, because I was a fan for a long time before I built my race car. And it meant a lot to me to show up at the track to see some racing, because that's just what we come to see, you know. And I appreciate you bringing the subject up, man, because it's a lot of fans come to the track, and they don't get to see a lot of racing because there's so much riff-raff. You know what I'm saying? The Grudge Game is good for racing. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a Grudge racer. You know, but on the same token, the index racing and the shootout, all that's racing. You know what I'm saying? And that's what the fans want to see. They want to see people going down the track. They're like Jay just said, side-by-side racing. It's cool to go out there and test and tune your car. You know what I'm saying? But the fans, if it wasn't for the fans, then it wouldn't be no racing. You know what I'm saying? Because why are we going to drag our car to the track if ain't nobody there? You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's all about, man. It's about the fans. It's about the racers. I ain't knocking on promoters. Y'all do y'all thing. Y'all do a great job. You, Tracy, Batman, all y'all do a great job at promoting, man, and y'all keep the good work going. You know what I'm saying? But I think in the 14, man, we need to stay focused on the fans, you know what I'm saying, and the race. You know what I'm saying? Because the fans will bring in, you know what I'm saying, the ends, and the racers bring in people that want to come see and bring that money in. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't always about the money. You know what I'm saying? It's about putting on a show for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I got grandchildren. They can't wait. They sad with race season over with. All my grandboys, that's all they got for Christmas was race cars. And, you know, they sending me pictures of what they got for Christmas. You know what I'm saying? And it's race cars. You know, and I know I'm not the only one that got grandsons that's involved in the racing, but we got to project a better picture, a better image in the race game. We don't want our grandkids coming up, you know what I'm saying, with the Grudge thing. You got people going back and forth at the track, you know what I'm saying, getting into it about a little bit of stuff. Man, we all need to come together, you know what I'm saying. If you got a thing for whoever it is, get that on and get it on out the way so the next man come up there and get his thing on. You know what I'm saying? I think we just need to keep the riff-raff down to a minimum, you know what I'm saying, to get some racing. And that's what it's all about, is racing and letting the fans enjoy what we do best. And that's race. And that's about all I got to say on it.
I agree with you, Debo, man. You know, a lot of times some guys don't realize that they think that if you have it, you know, it's interfering with the game. But, man, you got to understand, you go to a Grudge event, July, or however, 1,500, 2,000, 3,000 people, whatever, at the event, and you live or have 10 Grudge races.
That no King Grudge Racing is a good event. You're good for the Grudge Racing. But in the meantime, before them 10 get off, you can get 10 Grudge Racing off pretty quick. You got to, my opinion, you got to give the fans something to see, because we open these tracks, man, 12, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, whatever, and keep them over to 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. That's a lot of time that we be trying to get these fans in here. We have to give them something for their money. And just putting that out there, man, I think it's a great thing, and hope, you know, people just appreciate it and just understand it's not all about those 10 gung-ho grudge races getting it on. It's about trying to do an overall show for the majority of the people who came to pay their $15 or $20 to get in that event to see somebody race. Some of these guys, they don't know if it's just a gung-ho grudge or they don't know if them guys racing or not. But, man, when you get up there, they just trying to see who's going to turn that wind light on. If both of them cars shoot out there together, man, they enjoy that type of stuff. So we got to call the aim and try to give these guys their money's worth. So, yeah, that's just something. It's just FYI, man. Put it out there because it comes up more often than you believe. So, Sharon, we're going to go to the next call and see what they got to say.
214-5218. I think that's Slick. Your mic is open.
Hey, top of the evening to you, Tracy and Miss Sharon. How y'all doing today?
What's going on,
man?
How you doing?
Oh, man. Now, this is Slick with Team Nightmare. Look here, man. I'm on the piggyback off of Devo and Jay. You know, when fans come, you know, that's what they want to see is racing, man. And I really think, and I am of the opinion, that whether it's the index, match racing, grudge, hey, it's all good for racing because we have a diverse of fans there. You know, some want to see the mess, some want to see the grudge, and then there some want to see it all. But, you know, when you have fans coming in the gate paying $20, $25 for him and then $25 for his spouse and what have you, and they only see one or two races, even three or four races, then, I mean, you know, it becomes frustrating and disgusting to them, you know. And so I think it behooves us that, you know, hey, man, you got to see more racing to please the fan because the fans are the ones that are bringing in the money. For instance, like the big deal coming off in July, the National, we at the business here. They don't like to run with Willie Boys. However, and I'm grateful for it, that the National is going to be here in Texas. Most of my cars down here with Willie Boy. Well, I mean, I think it need to be a battle. I think they need to know where you coming to Texas. Most of these boys down there around with Willie Boy. You got 6 months to get it ready to put you some Willie Boys on or what have you. Right. If you can lock it in with someone that do not want to run with Willie Boy, then, hey, you know, that's good. But at the end of the day, when the dust settle, I think that the fans ought to be able to see some racing and see what they spent their money for.
I agree, man. Again, you know, I agree with you 100%, man. And, you know, I like some other fans, we hear from a lot of races. I know there's some fans out there, and I see some people on here that I know as fans. We like to know what you think. We like you to give your opinion because, like I say, you guys come support us, what we do around these different places, out of town, out of state in some cases, man. We like to know what you think. I hear a lot of stuff behind the scenes, you know, but fans, put it out here. You got a full show. You got a lot of audience out here. People like to know. Don't keep your opinion to yourself. Put it out here so the whole grudge world can understand what your perspective is about the grudge event. We want some of these fans out here to talk about it. It's your opportunity to get on here and let your voice be heard. We want everybody to be a part of this grudge game. We want everybody to have a voice in this grudge show. We want to know overall what makes a great, successful event, and by us doing it this way, is it good? Should we have more of it? Should we continue doing it? We want to hear what you got to say. Hey, push the one button. Give us your participation. Don't hold back. I see a whole lot of people on this show. It's fooling. And I kind of just like to hear from some people. So I might have to go down here and pull some of these folks out of the bushes. But Sharon, right now we're going to go and let you get the next call on.
Hey, Shecker, your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy, how you doing, Miss Sharon?
I'm fine.
Hey, what's going on, man?
All right, bro. say, Doc? Well, you know, man, all these guys are saying some great stuff, man. I mean, I just want to piggyback on multiple guys, what they spoke on, man. Basically, Tommy Dog, man, we just, I mean, I was a fan way before I was a racer, you understand me? And basically, Doc, we just sick and tired of going to the track, man, watching people sit up in the staging lanes, bumping about it. Never go down the track, man. You know, it may be 10, 11, then the dude coming down, and I didn't want to cry about that. It's just always something going on, man. So I basically feel, man, my own opinion, you know what I'm saying, because, of course, opinions like buttholes, we all got them. Some just funkier than others. But basically, man, what I'm saying is I think we all need to come together, man, and put this thing on paper, man, and make it happen, you know what I'm saying? Not just talk about it, but actually be about it, you know what I'm saying? If you see your significant other, somebody that you want to bump against and be about, well, go ahead. You challenge that guy, you bring that guy to you, you rattle the bushes and get him out the bushes, y'all come up with a mutual agreement and make it happen. You see what I'm saying? It don't have to come to blows, don't have to come to no disrespect, but the same token, man, you built your car for one thing, that's to go down the track. So let's go down the track and let's make it happen. You know, that's really what it's all about, Tracy, and the fans would love to see that. And I think it needs to be no gap at these events. It should be no gap. If you got your index races, if you got your match races, all that good stuff, then you got your other races, your grudge. Let it be no gap, man. Let all this stuff be full and give the fans what they're looking for. And you have these staging stands full at all times. It will be no empty seats, man. And that's what it's going to be about. That's what it's all about. And that's what I got to say, bro.
Hey, man, appreciate it, man. You know, I mean, it looks like the consensus is going towards, you know, so far, you know, most people come on as talking as believing that, you know, it's good for the game, you know, and I agree 100%. I think it is. And like I said again, this is 2014. Man, and it's just some things, it's just the way it is, it's just a wave of time, you know, and you hear some people come on and say, yeah, and it's just some people, not everybody, some people come on and say, yeah, but man, you know, that's kind of like class racing, you know, actually, if you're in a shootout and people bet $100, $200 on the side, them folks that bet their money, they actually grudge. If just because they might get up there in that shootout, they bet anything on the side, but there's 20 of them two people, they grudge. So, you know, you just never know which one is it because it wasn't talked about on the show, it wasn't locked in. Those guys are doing that stuff right there in the staging lane, right during the event. So it's all racing. And to the fans, man, they love to see it. And to the people who know what they're doing on the side for them, they getting a man just as well if they didn't call in on some show or call in and lock in and say, we locked in something to do this. At that day of time, in the heat of the moment, when you're drilling and flowing, at the track, man, you grudging. You just might be in that shootout for a little bigger pop, but you grudging on the side at the same time. So, you know, we want to hear from these fans, man. A lot of people on here. Push the one button, guys. We want to hear from some of the people we don't normally hear from all the time. Put it out here. You are a voice in this grudge game. You're a participant in this grudge game. We want to hear your voice. We want to know what you think. If you don't want to come on and say who you are, you can just be a fan and say you're a fan. We just kind of want to have an input overall from people to see, are these things good, you know, and the reason why. If not, it's a matter of opinion. Put it out there why you think it's not. If you could think both the other way, it's a matter of opinion, man. We're just trying to let voices be heard. We're track owners, we're promoters, we're racers, and everybody can see, you know, what it takes, because in my opinion, it takes everybody to try to make this thing successful. I don't think it's just one person making it successful. I think everybody have their role, whether they're a fan, a car owner, promoter, what. In order for it to be successful, you need the participation of everybody. Hey, Sherry, go to the next call, Sherry, see what we got.
Tracy, you don't have any more hands up right now, but I have a question. Slick brought it up just a couple of minutes ago, the fact that all these East Coast guys are coming, you know, to Texas to play on Texas turf, and Texas is known for their wheelie bars. So, Slick, are you saying that you feel that the guys from the East Coast that are coming here to race Texas cars or other cars that might have wheelie bars should adjust to Texas or to their races with the wheelie bars?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, as I stated a second ago, if we go to the East Coast, we already know those guys do not run with wheelie bars. Two chances of one, if we take Nightmare.
So,
somebody is not talking, can you please check your mic? Excuse me, because you're kind of running over what Slick is saying, and it's not coming too real clear. So just check your mic. If you're not talking, please go to mute. Go ahead, Slick.
I said absolutely. I agree with what Ms. Sharon just stated. I mean, the fact of the matter, Tracy, if we go to the East Coast, as I stated a few minutes ago, we take our car Nightmare up there. Everybody know how Nightmare set up. We've got Willie Barnes and so on and so on. Those guys don't want to run with Willie Barnes. Two chances of one, we probably wouldn't get a race or be rather very difficult for us to get a race. However, here in Texas, you know, most of our cars down are set up down there with Willie Barnes. Well, those guys are coming down here. You know what I mean? And I, you know, I can't speak for everybody. You know, maybe some of these guys right here are willing to take off their wheelie bars. But however, there are a few people that's not willing to take their wheelie bars off. And it's not an indictment against them because that's where they have their cars set up. But what I am saying is since they know that they are coming to Texas and the majority of the racers and car owners have wheelie bars, then it behooves them to, when they come down here, to be ready to run cars with wheelie bars.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. Some come, they do. Off the top of my head, you got Tony Biles, he come here. He run cars with Willie Boy. You got 901 Bad Boy Whitney, they come here. You know, they run cars with Willie Boy. You got some of these guys come here, don't run Willie Boy. They'll come to Texas, and they'll go around and try to find them in. They'll run some of these cars with Willie Boy. But the guy with the back hat car and a Pro Mod Top 40 type car, they don't ask you to take them off. Most of the time, is the ones with, you know, with the 29 or 28-inch tire. I'm not saying a guy should take their wheelie bars off. I'm saying every guy is going to do what he like work best for his program. You don't not get a race, but you might get a race. And I'm just saying, because I said before, some of these cars are just as fast as some of them cars out there. And a person thinks just because they see them on YouTube and stuff like this, the guy jumping up and down, they win this and that they that fast. You know, again, all these cars ain't all as fast as some of these Texas cars. So, you know, hey, everybody going to step in race according to how they see fit for their programming, and there ain't no problem with that. But I wouldn't be scared of some of these cars. These guys, we got some cars out here with some small tires that run pretty good, too. So, there's some guys up there that think they run so good, you know, they'll be down here. So just take care of your business and run your program according to how you see fit.
Tracy, but also what I'm saying, too, as it relates to the fans, you know, say, for instance, you know, majority, I'm just hypothetically speaking, majority of them guys may come down there with no wheelie bars. There will be some that will race without the wheelie bars. But now if 80% of them choose not to run because we have wheelie bars, that's going to be unfair to the fans because ain't no racing going out. So what I'm saying is that, I mean, you know, it needs to be an understanding. Also, you know, with the promoters, when they promote these races, that, hey, this is what it is in this particular sector. I mean, hey, they have wheelie bars down here in Texas and so on and so on, because at the end of the day, I think that's what the topic is about. I mean, you know, we want the fans to be able to enjoy themselves. You know what I mean? And so I think collectively all together, then I think that, you know, hey, that's what it should be.
Yeah. Well, it's a matter of, you know, stimulating your race. And a lot of things about it with the ball, you know, guys are going to try to talk you to do what they want you to do anyway. So, you know, it's a matter of who can stick to their game or who feel like they got the best mouthpiece, they can step the race the best. At the same token, you know, if you got your ball and you feel like you're putting that guy without your ball, you know, might be to advantage. But I wouldn't want some guys to stick no balls on their car because it might put them in a little better shape. So, you know, it's all about how you're going to step your race, and everybody got their own program, and they're going to feel like they're going to do what's best for their program, and ain't got no problem with that. But when it comes to some of these guys, who I mentioned last week, when it comes to some of these guys, like right now, they got the banquet coming up. They got the Grudge Banquet, which is a national Grudge Banquet coming up in Atlanta February the 8th, and they're going to be giving awards there. Now, all I'm saying is this. In order to be recognized on a national level, you know, a lot of times when you see small, I'm just speaking predominantly small tire, 28 to 29, 315, 275, and so on. when they start giving love, they start not naming these people and talking about these people, you know, how would Texas ever get in the hunt? All I'm saying is in order to get in the hunt with these 275, 315, 28 to 29, people are going to have to kind of step their program up, tweak their program a little bit, and make an adjustment without the boys in order to get some of that national attention on that size tie. And that's what I'm talking about. For the back half and the top quarter promo, no, you just got to go for what you know with what you got. I hope you have enough. So that's how that game going to go. But, you know, hey, I appreciate your opinion, man. You know, everybody making some good valid points, I think, and that's what we need. We got a lot of people on here, man, like with some other folks. I think Richard, I don't know if you pushed the one button. He's out there wanting to say something. But, hey, push the one button, guys. You know, we want to hear your voice. We want to hear what you say. Imagine some of you in your garage, y'all sitting around, and y'all talking among yourself in a shop or whatever. Hey, man, push the one button and put it out here. Give your opinion. If you beg the difference, come on here and tell us why. I mean, that's what it's about, man. We all can learn from one another, and we all need to hear, you know, just how you got to feel about it. There's no right or wrong answer. It's just a matter of opinion. But for some people, you might hear somebody, you might say something you like, and you might make some action with it enough. So come on and give a participation. So we like to hear what they got to say. Cheryl, who we got?
We don't have any more hands up right now.
We don't have no more hands up. We got a full line. The show is full of people. We got everybody just on here and want to listen. Well, I guess I'm going to go down here, man, because I like to
you
get
got,
some input.
Okay, hold on, Tracy. That brought a couple of people out of the bushes. Jeff, your mic is open.
Hey, good evening. How y'all doing? Atomic Dog and Miss Sharon.
Hey, what up, Jeff? How you doing? I know it's cold up there in Auburn, man. I know it's cold up there.
Man, look here, man. I'm out here to change the flat for my mother-in-law, and it's about maybe 37 degrees and it's raining, so you know what kind of fight I'm up against right now. But
yeah,
the matter at hand, I'm listening to the show, and, you know, so you got to give the fans something, man. You know what I mean? The match races, the grudge races that go down, they're going to go down. They're going to be like the main event. You know what I mean? So you got to put something in there, like the guy was saying earlier. You got to put something in there to entertain the audience. Without the audience, these fans can't go off. So you got to put something in there to entertain the audience, man. You know what I mean? I just put a blank, man.
Okay. Oh, well, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that, you know. That's just the way you feel. We just kind of put stuff out there, man. Well, you know, hey, it's like this. And I'm going to put that out there because this is the way I feel. Right, wrong, and indifferent. Hey, promoters put on races. Each promoter, they do what they do. You know, we go to the track and we go out there and we try to make a great event, you know, man. You know, and some tracks put their own races on. And they put money out there, and they do what they do. You know, hey, at the same time, I feel like, man, you know, sometimes tracks got to work with these promoters. The promoters got to work with these tracks to try to, you know, make the event bigger and better. You know, just, you know, sometimes a promoter go out there, he do a lot of work, and the track people sit back and just say it's all on the promoter. But, you know, they really just as much as benefit of the promoter. And sometimes what I hear, and then this is what I hear, the money that we put out versus the money that they put out. You know, a lot of times when you want to do this, man, you know, you got promoters around here. We'll put on some kind of race, and we might put a couple $1,000, $2,000 or $3,000 out there and have a guy shoot out. Hey, man, you know, we putting free money out there, you know, not charging them into free, trying to let these guys know how you want to. Yeah, but Tracy, why are the pots so bigger when you go east? Them guys putting $5,000, $10,000 out there. Well, you know, you got to remember, they built that in their program, and them guys, the same guys do that, they start getting more and more cars. They'll go out and they'll have 15 to 20 cars in their shootout, which going to make it for a lot of hype, and a lot more spectators going to want to come, so it help offset some of that. With us around here just trying to get this stuff together and try to put some kind of match race up or put some kind of shootout, you know, you got to build that program, you know. And so this is what I'm saying. Hey, sometimes track might have to have a promoter come and want to do it, track and promoter doing things together. Sometimes you got to
go hand in hand. If that promoter willing to put up a couple thousand dollars, hey, seems like to me, my opinion, seems like that track ought to be willing to put up a couple thousand dollars with that promoter to help the pot get bigger. You know, that's just my opinion. I think that way. I feel that way. Because all in all, if you're trying to make money, you know, you have to do certain things together. So, and that's just my opinion. That would help the pot get up there bigger. That might help more people come from different places if the pot starts getting up there. I had a friend of mine, you know, hey, you throw those races out there, you have shootouts, them pots get real big pots. You know, so people wonder, why can you can't do it here? Well, you know, it's a little different story here until you build that program. And this is 2014, and it's going out here early and just putting ideas out here. I think over time, if it keeps happening and promoters keep trying to do it, over and all, I believe you can get the pot up. But I think sometimes tracks will have to jump in here and split the difference sometime to help a guy to try to make a pot, you know, try to make the pot bigger, try to get more spectators, try to get more races to get into it. So it's going to be an effort for everybody got to make it happen. And it's 2014, man, just something to talk about and something to think about. So we're going to go to the live share and see who the next caller and see what they got. Fans, come on, let me get some of these fans out here. Go ahead, Sharon.
Bushnell, your mic is open.
What's up, Tommy?
Hey, what up, Bushnell?
What's up, Michelle?
Hey, Bushnell.
Hey, I got a question for that guy named Smooth. Hey, man, what side of town you on, man?
Say what now?
What side of town you on? You got a race car?
Yeah. You want to drive me?
What side of town you got on it, bro?
10-5.
You got a 10-5? Got a bad-ass car?
Yes, sir. Nightmare. You don't know me?
Oh, okay, Nightmare. Okay, well, we ain't got no bad-ass car ready for you. I was just asking what kind of car you want. But Tommy, on that note about the is it good for the grudge game? This is a grudge deal, right? That we on, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's good. To me, the shootouts and the index stuff, it's like an intermission for the grudge game, man, because we are at a grudge race. So, I mean, grudge racing is what it is, you know, and it's a lot of smack talk. It's a lot of entertainment. You know what it is, Tommy. You know what I'm saying. So it is that. You ain't going to never change that. That's what that is. So, I mean, yeah, it's good for the Tommy, but other than that, you know, grudge, I ain't got a lot to say about it. Grudge racing is what it is, man. So it's nothing new about that. So, but, yeah, you know, I agree 100%. Yeah, you know, get them people something to see, man, them fans and spectators, you know. So you got fans and spectators at them tracks. So, you know, some of them like, you know, side-by-side racing. Some of them just back there to see some grudge racing, you know. Just, you never know who back there to see what back there, Tommy. So, you know, that's what that is.
Yeah, I mean, you want the grudge to go down, but you can't really always control when they're going to get it on. So in between the time, them guys back out doing their smack talk, trying to go down on one another, take care of their business, I think you got to have some kind of program those now. Because you got people sitting out there waiting to see something. So, you know, I think you got to kind of mix it up and give them something to see.
Yeah, it's definitely intermission for the grudge game, man. It is that.
Hey, Bushnell.
Yeah.
Look at our man, since these cars ain't going down there, I said, me and you do something.
Who was that?
This is Slick. Since these cars ain't going down there, put your cowboy boots on. I'm going to put mine, get your horns in my horn. Let's go down there and line them up.
Hold on. I'm trying to still get who you is. Who you is again, bro?
This is Slick.
Slick? I don't know who is Slick.
I'm with Team Nightmare.
Oh, y'all with the command? The back-end command?
Yeah, I know you ain't gonna do nothing with that.
Hold on a minute, now you have a big top back-end, so you just hold on a minute. It's coming right out of your city over there. Just hold on a minute. I just thought maybe I was a small top car, you know, but I can't mess with y'all. Y'all back-end and big time, so I can't do nothing with that. I'm looking for street cars, man. I got a street car.
Okay, talk to Smooth on that, but I was just really having some fun with it. I said, since we can't get these cars lined up, put your cowboy boots on, I'm going to put mine. We got to catch it. Get your horse and I'll get a horse. Let's show the fans something. Let's run them.
Yeah, if you catch me the stage tonight, we might just shake them down together or something.
All right, boy.
I heard that. So I'm gonna go down here and pull. I'm gonna go down here and pull somebody out the bushes because I know they like to talk. They just sitting back, but I want to go down here and get this guy. He's a racer, man, and I just kind of want his opinion because he can be vocal, and I just kind of want to know what he think about it. I'm gonna pull people out the bushes. Hey, 832-2534. What's going on, man? Give us a little input on what you think. I know you're sitting back there. You always got something to say. Tell the folks, what do you think about this? What do you think?
It's all good. I mean, like Bushnell and the rest of them guys said, it's a filler. It's a filler. So while they smack talking, you got to give the fans something. So I was sitting there contemplating that extra money that y'all putting in the pot for the 580 and the 490. Take some of that and put $200 for the first three grudge races to lock in before 6 o'clock. See if we can't create some action like that.
Just some of that.
You know what I mean?
Don't leave us out, Tommy.
Hello. Did I lose somebody? Oh, okay.
Hold on, guys. Hold on a second.
I'm glad you said that, man.
Hold on, guys. Tracy fell off. Let me get him back.
That's some VP money.
Yeah, I mean, whoever the first three or five to lock in before, you know, 6
yeah.
o'clock, I mean, that's going to bring action right there.
They'll get up there because I know they'll get up there.
Hell, if I lose my little money, at least I can look forward to this other money.
Hell, yeah, some type of money.
Gas money, groceries, something.
So you make a check down for nothing, bad, huh?
Yes, sir.
I know it.
Uh-oh, we interrupted the show.
We got the whole Grizz Ink Talk Show with me and Mads on it, man.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Don't go to the private room.
It's y'all. Hey, Tommy said keep it going though when we fall off
man.
Like that though. But
yeah, I'm back on now, man. Hey, man, this thing gets tired of sometimes. It'll kick me off right in the middle of my conversation. It'll kick me off, man. But I'm gonna go down here, man, and pull somebody else. I'm gonna go to somebody, man, and we probably hadn't heard. I want some of these people to. They're down here in the bushes, man, and don't do a whole lot of talking sometimes. We going to go down here, man, and see what some of these folks out there say. What is that?
What you think about what you said, though? That, no.
Hello?
Did you miss what I said?
No, say it again.
I was saying the money that y'all put, you know, on top of the 580 and the 490 classes and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Take a little bit of that money and put $200 per grudge, whoever lock in before 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, that'll make them go ahead and start running anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'll be trying to get there and lock in somebody before 6 o'clock if I know it's a guaranteed $200.
Man, that's the nicest money, man.
Tracy.
It's about that.
Yeah, Tracy. Yeah, go ahead.
Tracy, this ain't a shake. You need to listen to that Undertaker because the man talking some good language, you understand me? And bottom line, you know, he got his hands full, so you might need to go ahead and accommodate that man, you feel me?
Somebody called me on the line, man. I didn't quite understand what saying. Can you fill me in on the call? I had to go on music after that call. Somebody trying to get in. What did he say? Say it again.
He said that money that you be putting on top of the 580 and the shootout, he said put about a couple hundred on so many grudges right at a certain time frame. He said they'll get on up that end, man. He's saying don't leave us out, man. Don't leave us out of Tommy.
Yeah, you gotta look at these events, man, you try to put free money up there, you're not charging the guy to get in. You know, you're not charging the guy to get in some of these races. Why come some of these guys don't say, man, you know what? That's free money. They try to go in there. I tell you what, for example, he's going to go out here, for example. They, the Raven had a temple. you know, you go out there, you put a couple $1,000, $1,000, you don't give a two or three guys in it. Man, why would a guy go out there for free money? It ain't costing nothing. Them guys run up and down the track all the time for nothing. Why wouldn't you take a chance at the free money? It didn't cost you to get in. You got $1,000, you got $2,000 up. That's free money. You know, only to get your man, if you ain't getting no race, if you have the track and you're trying to get a race and ain't nobody biting, you can't come to steal, can't you go out there and try to get that free money? You going to make it at the pass at the pass.
Oh, don't y'all not tell me, but we're saying about the grudge races too. Now, don't leave us out.
Well, that is for the grudge race. You got to remember, them grudge race, say this, you got a grudge race. You say, hey, man, the guy comes to you and say, man, we locked in. You got to remember. From over the mic, say, you know what, if y'all locked in, I might give you $250 on top of whatever y'all bet. That's not a bad idea, but, guy, if you go to promote and promote and want to do that, that's fine. It's just something that the promoter, he might choose to do, he might not. It all depends on what he feel like he got invested in the event. If he got $4,000 or $5,000 invested in the event out there for people to shoot at, that's free money, then he going to try to say, man, take advantage of that free money. But if he just got a 580 class out there with $1,000 and go run a 580 class and might put $500 up on a 7-0 class, oh, he might not have that much invested, so it might be worth it to do it. Different times, man, it's a different thing. You never know. Sometimes it might work for you. Sometimes it don't. So it's not a bad idea. So different promoters going to do different things. But I'm listening to what you say, man. Don't think I don't hear you. Okay. Go ahead to the next call, Sarah. Somebody mic is open. Somebody change your mic. Somebody breathe in the mic or something. I'm going to go down here and I'll see another caller. Down here, I'm going to go down here and pull somebody out of the bushes and see what they say. Somebody we don't hear much, and I want to see what they got to think, what they think about it. Somebody needs to give that mic, Sheriff.
Hold on before you open any more. Hold on before you open any more mics. Let me see if I can find it.
Y'all get suitcases. I won't lock him in for road race.
Okay, go ahead, Tracy.
All right, five.
I heard you. I'm trying to get suitcase now.
All right.
Okay, I think they fell off. 512-0463. What do you think about this topic? What do you think? Do you think it's good for the game to have shootouts, have match races, and have index? What do you think? 512-0463. Come on, mute. 512-0463. Your mic is open. Okay, I guess you didn't want to talk. Okay, let's go. I'm going to go to another fan. And I know he's a big fan of the Grudge Game, and he moves around, he travels around. Let's see what this man got to say. 979-2270. Hey, what's going on, Ballin? You're a big fan of the Grudge Game. We like you here today. Sam, we got to find it. Somebody check your mic. Somebody got to, if you're not talking, can you mute your mic? I hear somebody working or something in the background. A lot of static.
Hey, Tracy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Bull Rider. What's going on, bro? How y'all girls fans doing, man? Hey, man, I'm a fan.
Hey,
I'm a fan.
I go to a lot of races, but I'm like the other callers. Y'all got to give the fans something because we see passes, man, but we come to see good races. We come to see races, not guys making single passes. It's not fair for us guys that pay our money to come through the gate to see a single car go down the track. And all these grudge races that be locked in, you have 10, 12 grudge races locked in, then when we get to the track, we only see two or three races. So you got to put something in there for us fans, man. That's what I got to say.
Okay, man.
Hello. I mean, because us grudge, us fans, man, that come out there,
we support y'all, man. I mean, we look at the website, we see the flyers, and it's, like I said, they have 10, 15 races locked in, man. But then when we get there, there's only 2 or 3 races, and it's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. We ain't seen but 3 races. So that's why I say, man, put something in there for us fans. That 580 class or 275 class or something in there for us fans to see. That's all I got to say, brother.
Say,
okay,
fans.
Man.
Say,
okay,
fans.
Okay.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, go. Hey, this bush now, man. Let me check. Let you know some more about this. Sometime, man, you say sometime them grand races don't go live. Either something happened. A lot of times, some of them rock in races. Some of them other guys still get paid, though. You know what I mean? Even though they don't race, so sometimes it's not. Even though it might be locked in, but it might not be guaranteed. That makes sense.
Yeah. You are. I feel you. But I mean,
even though you might not see some of the races, some of them guys is locked in, still get some money though. But I mean, I understand you with where you're coming from and all that. But that's what they're gonna do, man. They got that intermission racing going on for you there.
Well, I would like to see some of the intermission races because all this single passes, man. I mean, that ain't cutting it. I mean, that's why I'll be honest. You know, I'm in the stands.
Okay.
I'm hearing people fall off. The grudge world is falling. The grudge racing is falling off, man. Because we tired of seeing single passes. You know, we want to see some index racing or something, man.
Yeah.
All right, baby. I do touch you. I'm gonna put my phone back on mute.
Okay, appreciate that, man. Okay, Sharon, go to the next caller.
Okay, I tried to get Suitcase. Suitcase didn't answer.
Yeah, come on, man.
Richard. Okay, Richard, your mic is open.
Call Reverend Chris. He locked him in, folks. Call somebody.
Richard,
what
you up to, man?
Go ahead, Richard.
Man, I'm all right.
Hold on, Richard.
Go ahead,
Richard.
I was just saying hi, Bushnell. Hey, Tracy. Hey, Sharon, man. Everybody's right. You know, it's got to JJ and everybody else, you know, agreed. It's got to be 2x2. I don't care if it's 2 freaking school buses going down that track. They got to go down together, and you got to have filler. And I'll be honest with you, man, 507-0680, 580, all that shit. I mean, it's cool. It's racing. You know, it's 2x2, and it damn sure will work. But, man, I think what gets everybody excited is the shootout. When somebody like Kennedale or any other track, you know, North Star's done, I think, puts together a shootout, puts together a decent purse, and it's a dogfight, man. I mean, it's a dogfight. It's a set for the cars. And everybody loves to see that. So 5-0, yeah, it's great. You know, a shootout, it's badass. You know, the thing is on the grudge races, though, the grudge races, it's a big old party on the pit side. And man, I'm in with that. I love that. But all the fans that don't come on the pit side, they don't know that party's happening and everybody over there's having a kick-ass time. And no racing down, going down. They're second guessing whether they made the right decision to spend that Saturday night and that $20 per person. So they come in with a carload of people with, you know, 4 or 5 people. They see $100 and not much racing. They're like, what the hell is this? And not only do you lose the fan that night, but you lose the fan, some of those fans, forever because they remember that carload of people that spent $100 to get in. And they saw sporadic racing, and they're like, you know what? I can go get me a case of beer and some corn milk or whatever, and I can stay in my garage or my house and have a throwdown. I mean, so filler, shootouts is where it at, man. I mean, I'll be honest with you, shootouts is what it is. I mean, look at something like, and I know this is grudge, and I love the grudge, but, man, look at the 275 race, guys. When they get that purse out there, there's 50 freaking races in one day. You know, that's freaking killer. Talk about betting, man. That's some serious betting going back and forth on that. I mean, you could get some serious betting going back because it's all even playing field. These guys are just hauling ass just like the grudge guys. So, yeah, I mean, filler, man. I mean, you got to have some good races. And I think shootout's where it's at.
Hey, appreciate that, man. We appreciate that. I mean,
is being put out there. So we appreciate all the fans and the racers coming on, giving their comments and giving it from their point of view, and you know, give us something to think about. You know, it's all about trying to make action, make everybody happy as best we can, especially people that pay their money to come see things. Hey, Sharon, who's the next caller? Who you got?
Paul, your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all doing, Tracy?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, I'm a fan, man. I'm a DJ and all that, but I just got a question, man. What's the difference between having Willie Bars on the car and not having? What's the advantage of it?
Well, the advantage is this. You know, a lot of people, just because you got Willie Bars, let me say this. Just because a car got Willie Bars don't necessarily mean that that car is faster than that car without Willie Bars. And the advantage is the tuner, it don't have to be as great if you got bars on that car versus one that got power and ain't got bars. If you ain't got bars on it, you got some power, you know, you got to be a lot sharper on your tuner versus that guy that got them Willie bars, because them Willie bars going to actually help you out. You know, you can steal an old power car with the Willie bars, but it's a little easier to tune a car that got the Willie bars on it versus one that got the same amount of power without no Willie bars. So, you know, basically saying this, if you got two cars with about the same application, you take the same tuner and let it tune both of those cars, 9 times out of 10, that tuner that got the car with the Willie bars, he's going to ride a little bit faster than that person without the Willie bars. If they got about the same thing, you know. So after you take them all, you take different tuners and you got a tune over that can tune the car without the Willie bars, versus that guy, you took the bars off, it's not as sharp as a tuner, and that guy over there that's not as sharp as a tuner, you know, his car run good with them bars off, but he couldn't tune it that good without him. That guy that's pretty sharp and working that box without the bars, he going to look a little bit more impressive. So I think your tuner, overall said, I think it's in pretty much how the car works and how the guy that can tune to the track. The guy that I feel like that can work the track the best will have the advantage. But if they both got them on, of course, everybody know Willie Bar car is going to be quicker. But for the daytime with the small tire and these guys got all these different kind of turbos, pro chargers, 800-900 cubic inch motors, you know, these guys got a lot more power. And so it's who can manage that power on that small tire. The trick, you got guys got 632s, and that run guy that probably got an 800 cubic inch motor, if that guy is a pretty sharp tuner, and his 632 working his car better than that guy with that 800 cubic inch motor on that small tire guy, you know. So it's about who can tune the best.
Okay. And my other question is, okay, y'all talking about the cars.
The number or code you have dialed is incorrect. Please check the number or code and try again.
Hello?
El número o código que usted ha marcado es incorrecto. Por favor, verifique el número o código y intente de nuevo.
Message 7. Switch 402.
My thing is, when y'all talking about the cars going down the track.
The number or code you have dialed is incorrect. Please check the number or code and try again.
El número o código que usted ha marcado es incorrecto. Por favor, verifique el número o código y intente de nuevo.
Message 7. Switch 402.
Well, Tracy, the board is going crazy.
The number or code you have dialed is incorrect. Please check.
Are you hearing what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I'm hearing it. That's all I'm telling you. The board was kind of going crazy. It knocked me off like twice. So.
I'm just trying to see what you're on there for. I've seen it. Okay, go ahead, Carla.
Yeah.
Okay. Papers, you have event. What if you eliminate the times you can go down the track by themselves? If somebody want to go down the track, just give them one chance to go down the solo to make sure the car is right, which they should have plenty of time to get their car together before they get to the track either way it goes, because you can race on Friday nights, because I know there's tracks always open up on Friday nights. You can go down there and make a pass or whatever, get your car together for the next day. But you should give them one time to go down that track solo, and the next time they have to come and race somebody beside them or whoever they're going to race. That's probably going to make it a little better, too, you know, as far as cars going down the track and having a good night, because I done been to the track a lot of times, and I can count on my fingers about five good events that I done seen grass racing was back-to-back and back-to-back.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I agree. Anytime you can make them go together, man, it helps make for a better event. You know, just sometimes some of these grass racers don't want to keep side certain cars because, I mean, for whatever reason, they feel like they might get a time away if they get run a certain car. But, yeah, I agree with the push to try to
yeah, I mean, because it'll probably make it better, because I done been at the one of your events where I seen a guy come all the way from Houston and race somebody. He didn't even make a test run. He pulled his track off the track, he wiped it down, he cleaned it up, he got on the track, and he ran. He lost the race, but he ran.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you can get people to do that, you know what I'm saying? But you, like I said, you know, you're going to have a lot of people running around here talking back and doing what they do. I mean, you can't stop that. But
right.
People just need to get up there and race if they're going to race.
Yeah, I agree with you, Carl. I mean, you know, we just try to put it out here and hope that people can take the heat over here and understand it. And get, when people be trying to push to get cars to go down the track side by side, you know, they understand what it is. Awesome promoters putting money up there, shootout, that these guys say, hey, I'm going to get in the shootout and try to find me a man while I'm in the shootout and bet me a little money that way. So it's just
it's like half of the races I don't even get to see, because I come out there with DJ equipment, you know, just to play music for the fans, and, you know, just in case, you know, it get quiet and nobody had nothing to do and sit around, you know. At least they have some music to listen to, but still, they want to be racing.
You're coming out there to throw that party, man.
Hey, trust me, when the first day of racing coming, babe, I'm going to be there.
Man, I ain't seen you in a minute, dude. You ain't
and I'm and I'm not just representing the team, I'm representing for all the racers. You ain't got to sit there and you just see us over here playing music and passing the by and say, oh, they doing this. This is for all of y'all.
Hey,
man.
People like to hear that get music on the edge of the track, so keep doing what you're doing, bro.
So I'm going to put it on mute button, man. I got to get back on out here and go make these deliveries, man, so I can try to get home, man. But, hey, man, good show, man. Y'all take care of yourself.
Okay, man. Appreciate
it. Hey, and if you got Slick still on here, tell Slick I'm still waiting on that foot race. That could be the first race if you want to, and we can get it on at the track.
Yo, who called Slick out? Who the caller Slick out? This is Brad Cousins, 2014. Hey, this is Brad Cousins, whoopin' 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 2014
match anyway.
Hey, you know, hey, I'll see you this weekend. I got you.
All right. Hey, Carl, before you get off. Man, it's Richard. Hi. Hey, man, it's Richard. If you come before 10 o'clock at night, I'll take you on that damn foot race. Somebody will give you the move. I think you know
this.
Richard, who?
Man, whatever.
Oh, that's a video guy?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you got to speak to Domino's, man. You can't run.
Man, I give you the move. You that slow. But you gotta hold up before 10 o'clock, man. So I'm halfway gone by 10 o'clock.
Hey, you know what? We can do that before the cars come in.
All right.
I got you. All right. Hey, maybe I'll take care of yourself.
All right.
Speak
all right, Jerry, go to the next caller.
Speak up, Tony. Your mic is open.
Tony.
Yeah. How are y'all doing?
All right. What's going on?
Man, I would agree with the two cars going side by side, and then I agree with the grudge racers. You know, you don't really want to get beside somebody. But, man, the biggest problem is, you know, a lot of guys want to beat up on the guy that's slower, and then, or they think they're slower, and then once they race them and they win, they don't want to give them no rematch. So you're going to have this problem no matter what you do until you put some kind of money on it to where the pride won't step in the way, it's actually going to be the money, because that's the biggest problem. You know, when I first got into this, I've been drag racing a long time, but not to the level I'm at right now. I got my ass whooped by all of them. It didn't make a shit. I knew they were faster. Let's go out and do it for the fans. It wasn't a whole lot of money, $250,000, $500,000. But I wasn't doing it for the money. I was doing it because I liked to race. Then I went out and made a couple changes. Now my ass is a little faster. I can't get any of them to race me. You make one damn pass, and they all run and hide. What do they want? The back tires? They want the move? You want to get out my damn car? If you want to do something for the fans in order to keep these tracks and the promoters to do it, these guys got to get up off their ass and either do something and race, because I'll race them. I don't care. Hell, I'll race them all, but you can't. It's like Nightmare. You know, I asked them to race. They don't want to race. There's a couple others that don't want to race. And then there's a few that, no, I don't want to race right now, but given the time and day, hey, if I got to do it, then I'll do it. But I'm not going to go piss all my money away. So it's in the same boat. We're all in the same boat. Pride steps in the way. You don't want to give your money away. Do you want to give your money away? Do you want to take your Willie bars off? What's the it just keeps going back and forth as well. Why don't you just say, if you know you can win, then we'll race, because that's the bottom line. They want to. We all want to win. Nobody wants to get beat. So in order, the way you're going to change it is to put some money out there for them to at least not spend all their money out of their pocket. To me, that's the way it's going to – to me, that's probably the only way it's going to happen is because none of us really – times are hard right now, but they don't want to pull the money out of their pocket to race. But maybe Nightmare or – and I'm using Nightmare because, you know, hey, I raced them. I got beat. They offered me another race. At the time, it's fine. Then my car got running. They don't want to race. Then when I said to agree to a race with them, they still don't want to race. But they'll call these other cars out, and they won't race. And I'm not picking on them, but, I mean, that's the problem is I knew I could get outran. I put up the money. I got beat. But now I can't get a rematch. Hell, everybody that beat me, you know, none of them want to race me now. But it was like at the time, it was like, okay, I'll race you. What the hell? I don't care. So, why, I mean, we ain't got to bet for no out of you know, some crazy amount of money. But if you want to get them to race, the promoters or the tracks or somebody's going to unask some money for us all to get out there and do it. So these guys that, as in myself, that are slower, hell, if you put up the money, I'll go out there and race the Shadow, the Nightmare, or the Shadow, Jekyll and Hyde, if you're going to put up a little bit of the money. Am I going to get beat? Well, hell yeah, I'm going to get beat. But you want the fans of the show? Is my pride going to get hurt? Yep. Maybe a little bit. But I'm racing. I mean, isn't that why we do it? Is it to go out there and just beat on our chest saying, oh, I'm bad, but I'm not going to race nobody. I'm going to show up and drink beer and get in a car and drive home. Well, fuck that. We go out there to race. Promoters going to unask damn money to match what we're doing or something to get us to go down the track. Second of all, reason we all do it, the reason there ain't no racing up until 1, 2 o'clock is because everybody gets out there, like Richard said, they get fucking drunk, they all get hammered. Somebody better say, well, fuck it, I'll put the money up, then there's your race. So if promoters say, look, hey, we're going to shut the gates at 12 o'clock. Y'all got whoever's there is going to race. When them cars are done, reopen them and shut them again and get them to drag race, because you can't have 500 people up there. You got 490 of them screaming back and forth at each other, this or that or that. Because that's what happened to me, you know, and I'm not going to throw no names out there, but they pushed me. I was like, fine, I'll race. Beat their ass. And then it happened again. They pushed me, raced them. We beat them again. So it's like the respect level is part of the problem. It ain't going to happen until money, for some reason, I guess it all revolves around money, to get them to go out there. And I know, I mean, hell, anybody can – do the math, promoters, you know, some dumbass could do the math. You got 1,000 people show up at $20 a head, that's $20,000, $10,000, $7,500 for the track, do the math. You know, there's a little bit of money. So it's like, does a promoter really want to make this get bigger and bigger for him? Then he's going to have to let some of that money loose, not make as much, and show him that he's going to have the better deal and he's going to have it. The one that they had at Kennedale, I mean, that was by far the best racing that I've seen all year long. It was right down the track. There wasn't no fillers. There wasn't hardly anything else out there except 20 or 30 cars they went at, and they kept going before the night was over. It was over. Everybody gripes about Kennedale having a curfew. Don't get me wrong, I'm not promoting. Let's settle that. But at 12 o'clock, you know you got to get your ass up there and get it done by 12 o'clock before – before 12 o'clock. So when you got a curfew at 2, 3 o'clock, shit, man, ain't nobody going to get up there. It's like, shit, I'm going to wait till 1 o'clock. Then you have the guys that roll in at 9 o'clock at night, think they need to run up to the top of the front of the line. So I ain't out, you know, I ain't got a race yet. Well, motherfucker, get here like the rest of us do and get in line and tune your car. Come 6 o'clock, make it, you know, put a time on it, say 8 o'clock, no more single pass. You've had plenty of time. You know, you can't help, you can't justify everything if they work or not, but you got to do it for the fans. If you're doing it for the fans, it's what you're going to have to do and put the money up. How's Nightmare on here? I'll show you.
Nightmare on here.
You want to give him a free match back?
Hey. Hey.
Cliff, your mic is open.
Hey, Chief Tony, let me straighten one thing out, man. You ain't never come. You got to call us out, man. We race you anytime. Don't come on here talking about we scared you and won't come back and get you no race. You ain't going to ask us to come with nothing.
Okay.
We'll straighten that out right now. You know, we race you anytime, dog. But we ain't scared to race. We're going to let you know that right now. So you can straighten that out. Don't go right on the bike. So another thing, Tracy, I want to say that something that I ain't never seen happen to on this show or on that race. You're talking about the fans. We need to throw, you promoters need to throw something that the fans do to choose. Let them pick out who they want to race.
So, say it again, Cliff.
We need the promoters need to throw us a match. And let the fans choose who they want to see. Let them do the match racing.
So you say have a fan input and see who the fans think they like to see.
Yeah, they get there, they do the match racing. We all love, they pick them out and we get on the line.
That's a damn good idea.
A lot of them fans ain't out, but if you get there like this, save a promoter, put up $2,500. They put up $2,500, they have a four car shootout, and the fans pick the four car they like to be a shootout. I just heard somebody from your camp say that y'all don't like to run a shootout.
It don't matter.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm just saying, you're talking about we need to show the fans something. You need to let them choose what they want to see.
Okay.
Let them come back crazy. We all shoot out the track, you know, they come in.
Hey, then let's lock something in for March and do it by 9 o'clock in Denton. Hello?
Cliff, it's on you, Cliff.
Okay, it shows Cliff is still... No, it shows he's still on, but... Flick is still on here. Smooth's still on.
I think that was Smooth that said they don't like to do the shootout race, but Cliff is one I think owns a car, right?
Yeah, Cliff just said it didn't matter. So I mean, you got different opinions and different people in the same camp, but you know, he said it didn't matter. I mean,
yeah, but I'm
who would they say they want to do something more? Who would they say they want to do something more with Nightmare?
I T-Town Tony.
Okay, she's down top. This slick, man. I don't know what happened to Smooth and Cliff, but what I will do, and I let them know, and they'll get at you, man, and let you know what's the deal. Sheriff, you can get them back on, then we'll go from there.
Man, but this is what happens every time, and he just said that he ain't never, you know, he just said everything what he just said, and here I am. I'm trying to get my race back, and I'll do
well,
it. And here's another thing. Here's what I tried to said last time, and nobody wants to agree to it. I'll do 2 out of 3 races at $2,000 or $3,000 a race, so we're guaranteed at least 2 races for the fans. If you win, I win, then there's 3. If I win 2, then there don't need to be a 3. If you win 2, I'll still give you the 3rd race because I'm not. It's about the racing. We could do 1,000 race. You know, Clifford popped off up there at Denton at 3,000. Lock it in right now on 5,000 or better. But now here we are. Back in the same shoes, backing up.
No, ain't nobody bagging up. It's just that I can't lock that in, man. I got to get with Keith and Cliff, Smooth and Cliff on that. I can't lock that in. Ain't nobody bagging up. But But I can't lock that in with you, my man. I got to get with Smooth and Cliff on that.
Okay, and I agree with you, but y'all been on this phone this whole time talking, and everybody else, and y'all all jumped in, and now that I get on here, y'all don't want to race, because now I'm going to seriously lay their phone.
Here goes Smooth. What's up? What's up, Tony?
Y'all want to lock something in for Denton?
Oh, shit. We can do it. We can lock something in. But we ain't going to lock it in, but we can run on the 22nd. You want to do it on the 22nd?
Where's that at?
In Crombie.
I'm not going to Batman's race.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. We can do it then.
We can do it in Denton, and I'll give you some odds if you take it to Denton, but I ain't going to Batman's race.
What kind of odds you going to give?
I don't know. We'll get up there and we'll figure it out.
We got to figure it out before I drive up there. You understand? I ain't gonna drive up there and figure it out. You figure it out. We got enough time, and we come back on the show next week. And once you get it figured out, put some odds up, make it right, and see. Make me come to Denton fight. See, ain't nobody never scared. I promise you that. If you beat me, you just beat me. I done got beat, got busted upside the head plenty of time. But you understand me? I done bust plenty of motherfuckers upside the head, too. I understand? So I ain't never scared, pop.
With your bad ass.
Man, we'll figure out something.
Okay, well, figure it out. Let me know.
Not going to Crandall.
Okay, well, you figure it out, let me know, and make them all right, and make me come to Denton, and you can get that nightmare.
With your bad ass. All right,
I'll
tell
you.
Tony.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what's it take? I mean, you're a fast racer, back half. What's it take to get someone like you interested in a shootout? What kind of money does a promoter have to do to get a 10-car shootout?
Man, the whole biggest deal with that is they always want to. It's just hard to say because, you know, everybody wants to start saying tires or what kind of engines they got or who built it. I mean, it's real hard.
Yeah, I thought that was. Yeah.
Like a
5-0 motor or a
question, honestly.
Like a 5-0 motor, you know, single turbo motor or less, you know, shootout. I mean, didn't Canada on? I missed that one. It pisses me off. I don't know what I was doing, but I couldn't go. Canada have that shootout? And it had like I think it was $11,000 purse total, and they paid per second and quarters, didn't they?
And theirs was $5,000 for the 10-5 tires. It's Kennedale.
Shootouts are good, man, but this was a deal with the back end car. With back end cars around this way, you know, you're going to have to draw the line. And I'm going to say this because we had one last year that probably was like $4,500, and you didn't get many cars in it. But this is a deal. And it's sad that it's like this, but it is what it is. You probably got a lot more cars around here that'll run, but when you got people like Sheriff and the Jeff and High, you know, it's cars that don't want to get in it for the reason of getting beat. But you put $3,000 up there and don't have no entry fee, you know, but then again, in order to get a good feel, you probably have to start living it. And, you know, it's one of the things you almost go out to have two because Jeff and Hyde is a good player in the game. Birdman is a good player in the game. Darryl Motion Racing is a good player in the game. You know, you get them guys, people feel like they coming in. Guys might not want to get in because of those guys or some of the elite back-end cars. But if you put some kind of limit up there and try to exclude them guys or have two separate classes, you might have something. You might have a better mix. It's just something, you know, I've been thinking about it. There's something you're going to have to come up with because you got some elite guys around here and nobody's going to want to go up against. So
you're going to have to split them up, Tommy.
You're going to have to split them up. I mean, it's just one of the things you've got to find a way to split them up to get, I believe, the quality rate.
You can't go juggling Hyde and Birdman ball motion with Nightmare and D-Ball and C-Paul Tony. You can't do all that.
It just won't work. I mean, you know. It,
right. That's
well,
what
hey,
I'm saying.
Five-oh motor
or in single turbo. You know.
None of that matters, guys. We're grudge racers. We built this shit to grudge race. I don't want nobody to know what I got in my car. I don't want to get out there and do a shootout and take a chance on beating, let's say, beat Jekyll and Hyde and never get to race Nightmare or Travis Orr. Or
I'm
not speaking about that. I'm saying I built my car to grudge race. Grudge racing is not a shootout or none of that shit. It's a grudge car, guys. That's what we built it for. It's for me to get on here, run my mouth, like tie up with somebody and go out there and run them. Now, it is run what you brung, and hopefully you brought enough.
I'm glad
you said that. Why don't you call Hyde out there?
Well, hey, Cliff, Tony could take Jekyll and Hyde if he made Jekyll and Hyde put on 10-5 tires because they can't get down the damn track.
Do what?
I'm not going to ask for nothing because it's a grudge card. You need to run with your brother. About with the wheelie bars. You know,
yeah.
if you want a car to not have wheelie bars and build you a damn car, don't have wheelie bars.
But don't be stupid.
That's why it's called grudge racing. It's not
yeah,
called.
But don't be stupid, though.
I agree, but that's what it's called grudge
racing. And the hell I look like Colin Hyde. Don't be stupid, man. I mean, it's different than racing and got a grudge car, but goddamn, don't be stupid.
But they can't get down the track on small tires.
Here you look like on side of Birdman.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, and if you get in a shootout and you end up beside one of them guys and you beat them, then your whole
you ain't going to get in that with him.
I'm asking
ain't gonna
you.
Put you in that with him.
That don't even sound right, man. I'm just telling you straight up. You showing some more shit. All right, well, Sherry, let's go to the last two. The next call I got to say. I mean, you just everything.
All right, babe.
Warren James, your mic is open.
Your name.
Warren, your mic is open.
Hey, Sharon, how you doing?
I hear you on that night, man.
I'm fine.
It ain't sound like, man.
Good. All
fine,
I want to say, I know we need to, promoters need to give the fans, you know, a penny action, you know, during the when we give a promoter race or something. And what I'm going to do, you know, I'm inviting everybody who got a race car, you can run class races. They get eight or more cars in their class. I put money on top of that. I mean, I don't care what kind. You got a 6-0 class or whatever, because the fans, we got to give the fans, you know, something, you know, to get their money worth. And so, any of them cost
that
was
all just telling Tracy, man.
Huh?
That was what I was just telling Tracy. Y'all need to show something. You know,
yeah,
to
we
play.
Need to. If you got any kind of class car with slicks on it, if I get eight or more cars, I don't care if you want a 6-0 or you got a fast truck, y'all get that together, and I'll put money on top of that to give the fans something, you know, to get their money worth. And the grudge race, you know, we gonna get together on that, you know, on the side, you know, because we sometimes it takes a lot of time for a grudge match to come together, you know, because
yeah.
One be fighting, you know, well, I said, well, you know, you got more than what we got, you know, and all of that. So, if anybody on the 25th.
I'm waiting on Mama to come home.
If anybody on the 25th, come to my race.
I already got the car fixed, and I'm waiting for Mama to come home.
Hold on, boy. Hold on a second.
Hold on, somebody talking.
I know who it is. I just got to find it. Okay, go ahead, Roy.
Okay, if you got a truck class, y'all got to, you know, get together with a truck class, and, you know, if they want to race, if they get eight or more trucks want to run in their class, get together, I put money on, you know, on top of whatever, you know, they going to come up with. I mean, that'll give the fans something to look. They don't have to be waiting on one car come down, you know, at a time.
For my popcorn.
There's somebody in the background talking. Hello?
That sounds like a deal, Roy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because like I said, the fans, you know, in the past, you know, we as promoters, we be want, you know, a lot of cars to come out and race to give the fans, but some come up there, they just want to come out there and test their car. And as a promoter, we can't help that, you know. If one guy want to come down, you know, he's scared somebody, you know, might wreck, or, you know, he don't want to, you know, have a wreck, mm-hmm. you know, say, you mm-hmm. see one car go down the track and get sideways, well, he ain't going to want to run that guy, get beside that guy, because he might not be able to drive. He might be just mm-hmm. a first comer. And so, because mm-hmm. as a promoter, like I said, sometimes we can't control that.
Mm-hmm.
But we try our best to do it, so I'm going to try, you know, on the 25th, if anybody want to come to my race and they get eight or more cars in their class, and I put money on top of them.
Okay. All right, Rob. Okay, that's cool. Okay, Shane, I got a guy texting me. Roy, did you get what I followed you?
Huh?
I followed you a text that you get because a guy keep texting me.
I haven't got it because I've been listening to the show.
Yeah, he said he can't. Okay, I'm going to try to forward to you again and read it because I don't think it's what you want, but I'm going to forward to you again. So, okay, Sharon, go to your next caller, Sharon. I'm going to forward it to you.
Black,
your
mic is open.
Hey, Tracy, how you doing, sir?
Hey, what's going on?
All right.
I'm a fan of this drag racing, this grudge racing. I travel to different tracks going to the races as a fan. I spend just as much as a racer do. My whole thing is about this whole situation is, if you got the track open up at 12 o'clock, you should be able to test and tune to about 4 o'clock. The grudge racing ought to start at 5 o'clock. All these people keep locking their grudge racing in at 7 and 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock. I mean, the track going to get cold and get dew on it, so that's going to mess up you'll never get to see the ending grudge racing. And the last time I was down in Houston, what I liked about what Sean Wells did, they test and tuned about 6 o'clock, and then after that she was like, okay, I need two cars going down every time a car go down the track. And the race that Birdman had a three-race deal. They ran three times, him and that other car he was running. Just like Tree Man, they had a three-race deal. So if that's what you want to do as a grudge racer, why not give that person the opportunity to run you three times? Because he might have had a problem in the first race. He could have broke, tire could have broken loose or something. Give him a chance to get his mind back. If you whoop him twice, then it's over with. But I think if the tracks open up at 11 or 12 o'clock, why you sitting your time to race your grudge race at 9 o'clock at night?
Well, in the summer, it makes sense because the track's too hot when it's 110 degrees outside. But in the cooler months, early in the year, late in the year, yeah, it don't make no sense.
Right. But other than that, I like the class I've seen with Slack and Flip, I guess that's the 5-0 or the 580 class.
That's grudge racing, man.
That's a good intermission between the grudge racing. The class that Flip Flipman was in, I enjoyed that because they were racing back to back to back. But I'm also say this, Tracy, not to give him props, but a lot of people better stop sleeping on Bushnell. Because when I was in Houston, I seen Bushnell make a pass What's the nigga keep hollering about? He got old small town street car, but it's working.
Yeah, I think Bushnell landed taking a business this year, so we just have to see. His old car looking pretty good. I saw it in Florida looking pretty good.
All right, Trey, let me call in and listen to you.
Okay, all right, should I go to the next caller?
You don't have any more hands up, partner.
I've seen Troy. Did he just fall off? I saw Troy with his hand up. Troy,
push your one button
again. I think I saw Troy with
hand up. Hey, no, Troy, one more thing. Remember the March race back in Denton and Birdman? And see, Birdman had three races that day. The one other thing to add to this is that whoever's announcing, man, everybody left, and I think 95, 98% of the fans left because that race happened so late. And because the announcer didn't say this race is still coming. So the announcer needs to say, hey, if he knows, try to figure out all the locked-in races and stay in tune. Go ask people, find out all the locked-in races as it's going on, and let the fans know, hey, you know, we got this race coming up. Don't go yet, you know, blah, blah, blah. Right?
I hear you. Okay, let's go 832-5400. Troy, that's you.
What's say, Atomic? How y'all doing tonight?
What's going on? I think I seen your hand on it. What's up?
Yeah, I was just wanting to comment on the guy call earlier about the grudge races getting it on, you know, late and stuff like that. You know, it's so many different things that happen. Because you're a grudge racer, too. So many things that happen to make your race late. You know, prime example, I was in Mississippi, had a grudge race in Mississippi. We were supposed to race before 7 o'clock. But we couldn't do nothing about it because the lanes were so packed and stuff like that. We really honestly be trying to get those races off before, you know, wee hours in the morning because we in them cars. You know, we don't want to go skating across that mother. But in the other token, you got to look, the lanes be crowded, you know, other things be happening. So we got to, you know, fall back to those things that's going on and wait till our time to come. And, you know, so just tell the other guy, you know, we don't be trying to race that late as much as y'all think we do. You know, it's shit that be going on to make us race late. Mm-hmm. We be trying to get up there as soon as possible. Shit, I know I do anyway. I'm taking on myself, on my behalf. But, you know,
Trey.
I just hope.
Okay, go ahead. I hear you. Who's that?
Tracy, this is Hayden Shaker. Sorry about that, Troy. I hate to interrupt you, bro. But, Tracy, is there any kind of way, just to piggyback on what Roy James was saying, is there any kind of way we can maybe set up something, a segment time for that 8 races that he was speaking on to kind of get in the little huddle, whatever, and let him do what he got to do and kind of set it up within that time frame and kind of have everybody in the same place at the same time to make it happen?
Well, I mean, what Roy's saying, it's not like what Roy's saying, if there's any group of cars, you know, front about in the same class, if you get a minimum of 8 of them and get together, he'd be willing to put up something for you. So if you know, if eight cars, you know, say, for instance, might be in a 620 range. If you got 8 people that can go to Roy and say, Roy, we got 8. And, you know, he said he'd be willing to put up some, so I think you can communicate with Roy about that. You got a group of cars, probably can run pretty equal in there. You know,
okay. I may not have exact 8, but just to put it out there, Nate Dogg, get at me. Jack with the black and gold El Camino, get at me. Bloodline Racing, get at me. Undertaker, get at me. And we're going to make something happen. We're going to make this happen. We're tired of all these faking and shaking going on, something, dog. You feel me? This Hater Shaker, y'all get at me.
I believe 3 or 4 of them guys you call them on the line right now, so I know Undertaker, you called in there, and he definitely out there. So I guess he heard you, so he's going to go down here. I'm going to go open that other mic right here and see what this guy got to say. He's usually pretty vocal, got something to say. 832-9872. Brother, what's on your mind, man? What do you think about this?
Oh, man, how y'all doing? Happy New Year's to everybody.
All right, man. How you doing? What do you think about this?
I've been sitting back kind of listening to Tommy Dog.
I mean, it is what it is.
I know we need some new races in there, so that the track is safe. You know, put a little rubber on the track, keep a little heat in it.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, bro. Hey, somebody's talking. Butterboy got the flow right now. Go ahead, y'all. Check your mic. Go ahead, bro. My thing about it, Tommy Dog, man, I kind of agree with a little bit like what C-Tone was saying.
I mean, this is a grudge show, and it's for grudge, you know, and the grudge races is the supposed to be the number one priority of this thing, not the index races, not the shootout, because that came second. You know, the shootout is good, but the cars ain't going to never really match up, and I think you ain't going to really, you know, have an even playing field where it's just going to be a lot of misunderstanding with that. I just think if you just go ahead on and find you some evenly matched grudge racers that really want to race each other, throw a $2 on top of that pot for them two cars. I mean, you might can line up 12 pairs of cars. I mean, you might can put $300 on top of the pot, $400, whatever you feel like you got to put on that pot to make it go down. But I think if you got 12 or however many grudge races locked in and put something a little bit on top of that pot, I think the fans will get way more action than to seeing four cars battle for $3,000 or $4,000 when you can have 10 or 12 cars battling with that same amount of money. You just split it up, put it on top of the pot.
Okay.
I hear you.
Now, the shootouts, yeah, it'll work, but you got to split it up. You got to have your bag of hands shootout, your chassis car shootout, you know, and stuff like that. But mixing chassis cars or bag of hands cars, trying to run a shootout, it ain't going to really even out right. So I just think you take your grudge races that's really down to shake on each other's ass and put a little bit on top of that pot. They'll get what they're looking for.
Okay.
That's my thought on that deal there.
Okay. Oh, I appreciate your input, man. A lot of information coming out here. Okay. Okay, Sharon, you got another call?
You don't have any more hands up.
Okay. Anyway, I think it's been a good discussion, man. Some good stuff put out there. Come from different perspectives, man, and give each and every promoter that's on here, a fan that's on here, something to think about. I just got a text. I know Jackie just mentioned something. He's probably at work and can't talk right now, but, you know, I understand what he's saying about that bounty money. Yeah, you know, sometimes you can put a little bounty money out there on certain races' head and try to get them guys to go out, you know. That's always another option. So we got a lot of different options here, man, to try to help make the grudge racing better in 2014. The season's just going to be jumping off here, coming off in the next 3 weeks. So, hey, man, a lot of information out there, man. Appreciate all the comments. Appreciate the views, man. And, you know, promoters, you know, hey, we all got to take heed and try to make something work. We want to have a great 2014 year. So, hey, hopefully some of this stuff sink in and it's going to take everybody to be in cooperation to make this work. Hey, we're going to
throw that out. 469-836-41.
Hey, Tracy.
Hey, go ahead.
Let me ask you one question.
Uh-huh.
I know there'll be a lot of racing going on and gambling stuff. But won't y'all come up with one weekend where y'all put together a race where the drivers or show the fans their pride when they won't bet no other racer to how much they want to run for? Won't they just show their pride and just come at somebody and say, hey man, you want to race today? We ain't got a race in the morning. Let's just show the fans what we can do.
So you saying for the two races, the race for free?
No.
What are you saying?
I'm saying,
what are you saying?
just one race you have. I know that I'm saying, as far as that, I know they're gonna be gambling. You know, what about one weekend if they don't gamble and they just race with pride? You know how they do bracket racing, like bracket racing. You know, I don't think they be gambling a lot. You know, they race in brackets.
Yeah, but it's grudge races. I don't know how many grudge races. Be honest with you, I don't know how many grudge races gonna go out there and just race with pride with no money. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I just don't know how many you'll get to do that. You might get some guys. They kind of know each other, might go shake down side by side, but I don't know about some rivals. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, you know, man, because, you know, some people might want to race for 2,500, some people might want to just race for 500. So, won't they just come up, I mean, just say, hey, let's just race, you know, see what's what.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something just got to be agreed about. Like you said, the 25 versus the 5, you know. Some guys, you know, everybody got their limits, but some money beat no money. But, you know, it's hard to dictate individuals, you know, how to race and for what kind of money concerns. So, but, hey, it's good information. Put it out there. Maybe people think about it. Maybe something might happen. But, man, you know, there's a lot of information we're seeing tonight. Hopefully we can take heed to it and have a good, successful 2014 race season, man. And we're running up on that hour, so, hey, Sharon, I'm going to ask you, let's do last call, final call, and we're going to get out of here, man. I appreciate everybody, but let's go on to final comments, Sharon.
Say, tell Tony, final comments.
Hey, Mike.
Go ahead. I'm trying to find the noise, but... Yeah. Butler boys, final comment. Butler, final comment.
Good show, Tommy Dog.
Sorry.
Good show, Tommy Dog. I mean, Sharon, I just hope all the races have a good, successful, and safe 2014.
All right, man.
Undertaker, final comment.
Everybody have a good 2014 race season. Keep up the good work.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Carl, final comment.
I just want to tell all the racers to be safe this year. Be safe this year. Have a good racing season. And be safe wherever you go, wherever you travel to. And I want to see Tracy out there a little bit more this year, 2014.
Hey man, I'm gonna do my best, man. I'm gonna do my best.
I want to see you do your thing, brother, because I got an article from back in the day when you had a another car, and I want to see if that's that same Tracy that I keep reading on that article.
I hear you, man. I'm gonna be trying.
All right, man. Y'all take it easy.
All right.
Boy. Roy Jones, final comment. Richard, final comment.
No, I said all I got to say. Thank you.
All right.
Now.
Hey, brother, P.S., you said, you know, everybody have a successful year, but guess what? I got a trick up my sleeve. I'll be working on that reaction time at 14 for they badasses. But racers, fan, grids, racers, and racers, and all y'all, see y'all at the track. I'm going to fuck them up on them trees.
All right.
Jeff, final comment.
Hey, I just want to say I enjoyed the show. Comic Dog, you know, it's been a while since I've been able to get on the show. Got a lot going up here, man, plus the area, man. But Jared, I want to say Happy New Year to you. I get a chance to talk to you this year. And I just want to say enjoy the show. Enjoy the show, and y'all take care. God bless, and I'll see y'all soon. All right.
All right, Jeff. Man, you stay safe.
All right, then.
Flick. Final comment.
I can throw it on.
Flick. Final comment.
Hey, man, y'all keep it grills. 2014 nightmare when they go.
Jay Schaefer. Final comment.
Good show, Tommy Dog. Just want to let everybody know that the DVD, 2013 DVD, is for sale. Y'all got my number, 469-254. 5671 if y'all want your copy. Nice show. And I hope everybody have a good, safe 2014 race year.
All right, yeah.
Smooth, final comment.
Yeah, I'd like to say good show tonight. And C-Town, Tony, you let me know what you're going to do for me. Understand me. If you make it right, you sure can get that nightmare. Because we ain't never scared. Never scared. That fella who got on there talking about Smooth just a talker. Nah, Smooth ain't the talker. Smooth part owner of the car. Smooth and Clifford on that car. Whoever made that statement, do your homework, baby.
Hey, Smooth. Smooth, that was me. I said you were just. I thought you were just the driver. My bad.
Yeah. Okay.
Hater Shaker, final comment.
Hey, good show, guys. Tracy, Miss Sharon, you guys did awesome job as usual. Guys, I really want to see more of you guys at the track. You guys definitely see more of Hater Shaker at the track. So have a marvelous 2014. Hope to see you there.
Great.
All right.
281-2579, final comment.
281-2579,
you've got your hand up, final comment.
Disregard.
Tracy,
something. All right, man. Hey, good show, man. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. A lot of information to put out there. You know, see how fans and races think. You know, give us something to think about. Give us something to work on this 2014 season. Hey, man, it's got a lot coming up this year. Don't forget, hey, it's going to be, I want everybody to be safe. Right now, I got guys getting out doing some early testing. Guys, the weather, the track is not always what it's said to be. I just want to put it out there. Start line might be good, but, hey, once the track cool off, man, about 200 feet down that track, just because that start line is real good, it don't necessarily, the track can get a little cold about 200 feet out there, so I just want everybody to keep that in mind, man, and be safe. And if you're going to go out and test, man, try to test why the sun is out a little more heat in the day. When it starts getting a little cool in the afternoon, man, be safe. Load your stuff up, man, and wait to race another day. I want everybody to be safe. We're going to try to support each other as best we can in 2014 and do what we do in the world of Brooks. Hey, if anybody got any topic they want to talk about for next week or anything on their mind, feel free to give me a call or text me. We're going to try to keep it good, man, and try to move forward. So I appreciate everybody, man. Until next Tuesday, I want to say good night, everybody.